Bergen Community College presents This is Bergen. Today's program will feature John Lee Krasnow, baritone saxophonist and jazz composer. Welcome to our show, John.
Hi.
I'm very curious. You started out as a clarinet player in junior high school.
Well, I went back before then, actually. I started out in fourth grade. What I really wanted to do at the time, and what I still wouldn't mind doing, actually, was be a baseball player. But I was kind of a sickly child, and it became obvious that athletics were not my strong point. So my parents felt I should take up an instrument, and they felt they asked me if I wanted to take piano lessons. And being a very stubborn kid, I said no, because they said piano. I decided I didn't want to play the piano, and what eventually happened was they said, okay, you're such a wise guy, you tell us what you want to play. And I didn't even know, I had no idea, I didn't even know what the instruments were. So I wound up looking in the dictionary and looking up the instruments, and next to each instrument was a little picture. And only because I happened to like the little picture of the clarinet, I decided to play the clarinet. Oddly enough, it was a good choice because the reeds seem to be the family of instruments for which I have the most aptitude. Saxophone interest came later when I started listening to the rock doo-wop or rhythm and blues groups of the 50s. They all featured sax players, and I liked the sound, and you know, that's what started the ball rolling.
You told me an interesting story a long time ago about playing drums in a band.
Yes, I eventually did drop the clarinet because I never really made the switch to sax, and I was already in college trying to write the great American novel at the time, and I lost interest in music temporarily. However, a band that I was managing, the drummer had some sort of problem with the law. I don't remember exactly what it was, but this was the 60s, folks, so it probably had something to do with controlled substances, shall we say, and he was no longer able to perform with us, so I just took over the drums. I always had a good sense of rhythm, and it was kind of hairy when I first started. I knew I was left-handed, but I didn't realize that there was such a thing as playing drums left-handed, so I was trying to play them right-handed. You can imagine the results, but finally I got switched around and things went pretty well.
Let's get to why I invited you here today. After many years, you finally produced an album, and I'd like the listeners to hear a little bit of the album. The first cut we will be playing is entitled Bad Day on Avenue B. Now, you live near Avenue B. Were you influenced by Avenue B when you wrote this?
Yes, this is based on an actual true historical incident, or it's named after one. Unfortunately, I can't go into the details without having a lawyer present, so maybe we better just listen to the music.
Okay, Bad Day on Avenue B.
Thank you.
Bad Day on Avenue B. Yes. Looking at your album cover, I see you have quite an eclectic group for a personnel. Can you tell me a little bit about the personnel for your band?
Yeah, I will. I'd like to. First of all, the trumpeter is most well-known member, Valery Ponomarev. He's from Moscow. He's been living here for some time, lives in Queens, and used to play with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, and he's the most prominent member of the group. Bill Patton's an old friend of mine from school. He plays electric bass. I'm playing baritone sax. Jerry Vimola is the tenor sax player, and so those of you who are familiar with jazz may notice that he sounds quite a bit like John Coltrane, but he certainly has his own things to say as well, and he's a very valuable member of the band as far as the sound is concerned. Janice Friedman is our piano player, and she works quite a bit in New York in the club scene. Jeff Hittman, the alto sax player, who works in New York and in Florida quite a bit. And our drummer is from Japan, I'm not sure exactly which part, Yoshitaka Uematsu.
You mentioned John Coltrane, your sax player was perhaps influenced by him.
Yes. Not copying, but influenced by.
You're from Closter, New Jersey. I believe Bill Evans was from Closter.
Yeah, he lived in Closter for a while. I live in the city now. I was originally from New York, Stuyvesant Town area, but my parents still live in Closter, and I go back there quite a bit.
If you had to pick someone who has influenced your style of playing, who might that be?
Well, personally, as far as my playing is concerned, it would probably be Pepper Adams, Leroy Cooper on baritone sax, Ronnie Cuber, anybody but Jerry Mulligan. As far as composing, you'd have Coltrane as composer, Horace Silver, and Art Blakey. Well, he's not a composer, but the material that he played in his group, the Jazz Messengers.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Coltrane, because I do pick a hint of Coltrane in some of your compositions.
Interestingly enough, I think he's always spoken of as the great player, but very rarely is he referred to as a great composer, which I feel he definitely is.
Borderline Case.
Yes.
It's another cut from your new album.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about Borderline Case.
It has kind of a strange, eerie sound, and I just named it Borderline Case. I don't know. No particular reason.
Thank you. Thank you.
Borderline Case, featuring a song from a new album by John Lee Krasnow. John, I'm fascinated by the cover.
Yes.
Ululation is the name of the...
Ululation.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I better turn your mic on.
Yes, that would help.
Ululation.
Ululation or ululation, depending on which dictionary you consult, which means a howling or wailing as of a dog or wolf. And what we have on the front is the silhouette of a wolf and the word ululation coming out of his mouth. Ululation serves as the name of the album and the group.
It's really a beautiful cover. Who helped you put the cover together?
Yeah, it's a fantastic cover. I work for the Columbia Record and Tape Club, and in fact, they'll be offering this album in their catalog. If any of you are members, you should be seeing it, hopefully in the not too distant future. And our art director put this together for me, and he did a fantastic job. It's really a striking cover. We're all very proud of it.
Before it comes out in the record club, if someone was interested, one of our listeners was interested
yes.
in getting the album, how would they go about? Because I don't think it's in your record stores.
Well, it may be in some stores. You might try Tower Records, but if you can't find it, and again, it's spelled U-L-U-L-A-T-I-O-N, if you don't see it, the best thing to do would be to call the following number, and if no one is there, leave a message on the answering service, 201, of course, 768-2641, and we will be able to accommodate you if you desire a copy of this album.
I have a short memory. What was that number again?
201-768-2641.
Tell me, how do you get the ideas for your compositions?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and I've asked myself that question, and I haven't come up with a really good answer, but I do have an interesting story, which is absolutely true. You may find this hard to believe, but it's true. I was reading in a magazine, of course we all, some of us know, may know, that the brain is divided into two halves, the right half and the left half, and the right half is the imaginative, artistic side, the left half is the mathematical and logical side. And I actually read where some scientist who probably was in the grip of a nervous breakdown at the time somehow came up with this concept that the circuitry is crossed. This again is known, so that if you stimulate the left side of the body controls the right brain and the right side of the body controls the left brain. So this guy somehow figured out that if you breathe through your left nostril, you will stimulate the right side or the imaginative side of the brain. So one morning I tried this, I sat down, and I actually breathed through my left nostril for about 15 minutes. He said about 10 or 15 minutes, which means you have to hold your other nostril closed. I'm glad no one else was around at the time. And all I can say is it didn't seem to work. Other than that, I don't know how I do get my ideas. They just seem to pop into my head. Perhaps they percolate in the subconscious. I really don't know.
Well, let's listen to some more of the crossed circuitry between the left and right brain, and we'll pick Hunka Munka.
Thank you.
almost out of time here. I want to thank you for being our guest on This Is Bergen, and I hope you have a lot of luck and success with your album.
Well, thanks a lot. It's my pleasure. We're very much interested in college radio. We think this is a strong album. College students will enjoy it, and we certainly hope you did today, and we're trying to hit as many college stations as we can.
Okay. A little Blue Barracuda.
Blue Barracuda.
Take us out.